From Marketplace in New York, I'm David Brancaccio. There was a new wave of market volatility in China today, with the key index on the Shanghai Exchange falling 6%, the biggest one-day drop in a month. It happened right as financial leaders from 20 of the world's largest economies, the G20, were gathered for a big meeting in Shanghai. China Bureau Chief Rob Schmitz is there, and he joins us now. Good morning, Rob.
Good morning, David.
China, at some level, the perfect backdrop in these economically turbulent times to hold a summit like this. China's economy must be on everyone's mind, regardless of which country they come from. What are they thinking about it?
Well, I think they're a little nervous. Today's stock market plunged, but you know, this is the G20, and China is graciously hosting it. So there were many forced smiles around the room. One of the big questions the world's top financial officials here have is whether or not China will help drive global economic growth now that its economy is looking a little shaky. And as luck would have it, China's top central bank officials were on deck to do their best to reassure everyone. Here's Deputy Governor of the People's Bank of China, Yi Gang.
You see, we still have to have a robust growth rate. And also, we want to keep the exchange rate. It's more or less stable. A stable situation is good for everybody.
So the deputy head of China's central bank stating, I think, the obvious. Did G20 members buy that?
You know, I think they listened politely, but this was an audience filled with the world's most powerful central bankers. So they certainly know that China's growth isn't as robust as it used to be. And they also know the exchange rate for China's currency has not been stable in the past couple of months. Luke Spajic, an executive at PIMCO China, pointed this out and was a bit more frank, I would say, in his assessment of China's currency, saying that all the money leaving China in the past year shows clearly that the renminbi is undervalued.
When you see this degree of capital outflow in one calendar year, you know there's an imbalance. Mm. And this imbalance means that there is likely to be some kind of currency valuation adjustment going forward. Mm-hmm. In other words, the price right now just doesn't feel right.
Many economists believe we'll see further devaluation of China's currency this year, and that, of course, will have a big impact on trade, making Chinese exports to the U.S. cheaper and imports into China more expensive, making American products harder to sell to Chinese consumers.
Marketplace's China Bureau Chief Rob Schmitz at the G20 summit in Shanghai. Rob, thank you.
Thanks, David.